From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 17th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Daily Mail that earlier this week, New York State Police warned Hudson Valley residents about the Yes telephone scam. State police are advising people to immediately hang up the telephone if they receive a call from an unfamiliar voice asking, "Can you hear me?" or any other question that would provoke a yes response. The response is recorded by the caller and used to place unauthorized charges on the call recipient's credit card accounts. The swindle has been reported in other states and recently reported in Pine Plains. Trooper Melissa McMorris said, and I quote, "If people receive a phone call, we encourage them to contact the Federal Trade Commission. They are tracking it." End quote. The Federal Trade Commission advises all recipients to hang up immediately on any unwanted calls, even if they are unsure of the caller's intentions. Avoid engaging with unwanted callers in any way, the spokesman said. The FTC New York office can be reached at 212-607-2829. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Victoria Addison and Amanda Purcell are reporting in the Register Star on U.S. Representative John Faso's reaction to National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's departure from the new Republican administration this week. President Donald Trump demanded Flynn's resignation on Monday, February 13th, after allegations surfaced in the press that he misled key members of the administration about his telephone calls with Russian officials. Faso said he does not believe the alleged discussions between Flynn and Russia are surprising. Faso said, and I quote, "I think that it shouldn't be surprising that an incoming national security advisor would have discussions with representatives of other countries. That is not uncommon. What is surprising is that he apparently misled the vice president and others as to the substance of those discussions, so I think his resignation was appropriate," end quote. Despite what transpired, the Kinderhook Republican says Flynn was an appropriate choice for the National Security Advisor position. He said any investigations into Flynn and the Trump administration's involvement with Russia should be handled within the Senate Intelligence Committee and not by a special prosecutor. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Mayor James Dunham is questioning whether the village needs a mass gathering law in light of a recent protest staged in front of U.S. Representative John Faso's district office located on the village square. The village currently has no mass gathering law. The newly elected Republican lives near the village center, and protesters marched from the square to his home and talked to him on the sidewalk in front of his house for approximately 45 minutes on January 28th. The event was organized to protest Faso's position on repealing the Affordable Care Act. Dunham said the organizers of the protest contacted him about their plans a few days before the gathering. He said his main concern was that, and I quote, "things got off safely and peacefully, which they did," unquote. Under the current law, users of the village bandstand must provide insurance, but events like the protest held last month do not. Dunham said he has contacted the State Conference of Mayors about laws in other municipalities. Referring to the local law, Dunham said, and I quote, "I want to talk to village attorney Robert Fitzsimmons further about it and give it some thought," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. WRGB-CBS-6-TV in Albany reports that two tires fell off a school bus full of children in Germantown on February 14th. There were no injuries when the Pulcher Transportation bus lost the tires on Maple Lane. The Germantown School District and Pulcher Transportation are reviewing bus records with the State Department of Transportation to figure out what happened. DOT documents show in 2013-14, out of 14 inspections, four Pulcher buses were taken out of service. The next year, no vehicles taken out of service after 13 inspections. Last year, two buses were pulled from service out of 15 inspections. Pulcher Transportation did not return calls from the TV station. You can read that full story on the WGRB CBS6 TV website. Robert Downen reports in Capital Confidential about the impact on local farmers from recent immigrations and customs enforcement raids and arrests. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman wrote in an email on February the 13th, and I quote, "ICE raids have been an ongoing concern for farmers and their immigrant employees for many years. With the added attention on enforcement from the Trump administration, those concerns are certainly heightened." While we recognize that border security is essential, an enforcement-only approach to immigration issues in this country will leave farms with a diminished workforce and will lead to more food being imported into the U.S., end quote. There have been at least 4 arrests by ICE in Columbia County in the past week. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Casey Seeler reports in Capital Confidential that holding town hall meetings is one of the 4 recommendations of Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of Willsboro, in her report released on February 15th, Millennials and the GOP, Rebuilding Trust with the Untapped Electorate. Stefanik, like other Republican representatives, has been ducking town halls this winter. On February 13th, about 80 people demonstrated outside Stefanik's Glen Falls district office asking for the congressperson to meet with constituents in a town hall forum. Locally, John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has yet to hold a town hall meeting despite numerous requests and protests outside of his office in Kingston, Delhi, and Kinderhook. Local activists have organized and invited Faso to their own town hall meeting, 6 p.m. February the 24th at Kingston City Hall. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Associated Press reports that there have been at least 10 snowmobile deaths this winter in the northeastern United States, and the mild temperatures may be the cause of most of them. Most of the accidents have taken place in New York, and most were the result of riding over thin ice. Colonel Andrew Jacobs of the New York Forest Rangers said, and I quote, "There is more unsafe ice this winter. In most places of the state, we haven't had the bitter cold below zero weather you need to get really thick ice," end quote. Currently, there is a search in Lake Champlain for the body of one of 2 Vermont men who rode across the lake on February 9th, with one body found on February 15th. Warmer temperatures are forecast this week throughout the area. You can read that full story at ap.org. Today is day 3 of the WGXC Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 35 degrees. For Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Sunrise today was at 6:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:31 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 17th day of February 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.